Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that so just listening to what he's doing. Well, I was going to pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has a humble heart to really seek after you and to trust in your word, and just find the root cause of things and not be deceived, looking at the surface, but understanding that there's a whole nother spiritual realm that takes place in here in the second and third heaven, like it says in scripture, that causes things, and there's reasons for things that happen, and that she has a spiritual mind to find out what they are, because and understand that they happen for a reason, okay, for eternal reasons. Ask all these prayers, you Father, and not just for herself, but for her family members and stuff, and that she's also bold and not a man pleaser as well. Just ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Say that because a lot of these teachings they're gonna upset people. I know they are. We're not gonna like them, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's between you and God. I'm telling you. Things look important in this life, okay? But they're not. They're not. There's one that matters, okay? There's one that matters. And it's important. It's very important in these teachings talking about preparing for judgment. Because there's one that's going to take care of you, okay? And there's one that's going to deal with you. There's one that's going to provide for you, okay? That's it. And it's God. You need to stay focused on Him and nothing else. Okay, so talking yesterday about Nebuchadnezzar going up against Judah, okay, and Jeremiah the prophet telling them that it's God, he's fighting against them, okay, with Nebuchadnezzar, okay, and then talking about how it's still the same today, okay, if there's stuff going on in a person's life where they're sinning against God, okay, and they're not listening to the conviction of the Spirit, they're not listening to the reproofs of people around them, okay, that are humbling themselves, then it goes on to the flesh. He starts using chastening or even judgment outwardly, okay? I've seen this happen firsthand, and you have to get away from television and media, okay? And just the world telling you what things mean. Don't be simple, okay? Be wise, okay? Don't take your instruction, don't take your teachings, don't take your understanding from the world. And let it tell you what's happening and what things mean and why this is happening. Okay? The blind cannot lead the blind. They don't know anything. Okay? And not only do they not know anything, okay? Everybody knows it's their subject to the prince, the power of the air, to Satan. Okay? So it'll deceive you and tell you things. But a lot of Christians eat it right up. They don't look underneath the veil, like it says in Isaiah. Okay? They don't look past the flesh. Okay, and I've seen this, like I mentioned yesterday, firsthand. Okay, I didn't know. Horrible. Okay, with my dad, I used to feel so bad for him. I was like, oh my God, my dad is so oppressed. And I got older, received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit taught me, said, no, don't feel sorry for him. You need to be afraid for him. He's appointed to wrath. Okay, he's appointed to wrath. Okay, completely turned my perspective. I saw the same thing with my husband, okay, whom I love and I respect dearly, okay, but I saw the same thing happen with him at work. We live in the South, okay, he's black, going to work, talking about racism with cops. I knew good and well, no, it's not. It's not, it's the Lord. The Lord was dealing with him. And sure enough, he repented. I don't mean to laugh, but it's funny. He repented and now he has divine favor at work. His bosses, who are all white, love him. He's picked over his other workers who are white. Okay? They'd rather have him. Okay? And they avoid the other guys who are white. He's getting calls all the time for work. He's got all types of divine favor now. Cops, leave him alone. Okay? And the car he's driving would probably be even subject to more pulling over because it's older and things like that now. It's not the same type of vehicle. Okay? He repented. That stuff cleared right up. Cleared right up. Okay? You need to look past the flesh. Okay? And seek God and find out why things are happening and not just have a mind frame. Okay? My beloved sisters in Christ, have a mind frame, because I see this where I talk with women, okay? And someone's got demons, for example. And they think, oh, they've got mental disorders. The thing, that's why Jesus says, will the Son of Man find faith on earth at his return? Everything in this place is medicalized, socialized, okay? There's all these terminologies and all these phrases, okay? And all sorts of things, okay? Labels for stuff, and it's just labeled to keep you blind, okay? Blind. Okay? I mean, if you really want to look at the scriptures, you could say the scriptures are full of racism. Why, okay, did the Philistines come and fight the Jews? Because they were Jews. That's it. Why, okay, are Esther's people, okay, going to be killed? Because they're Jews. Okay? They're God's people. It's different, okay? Not every person who's a certain race is a Christian, okay? But what I'm trying to explain is you have to look past the flesh, okay? You can't be simple and just think, oh, here's God way over there in heaven, okay, in section A, and here's the world in section B, and they're not attached. There's no connection. This is happening independent of him. It's got nothing to do with them. There's no reason. It's just happening and operating somehow over here all by itself. That's what Satan wants you to think, okay? So that when things happen, okay, you will just reply in a worldly manner and deal with things in a worldly manner and stay in a place of darkness. And once again, not everything happens because of chastening. There's different reasons. You do have persecution, okay? You've got chastening. You've got judgment. You've got humbling. There's different reasons why things happen in the spirit, but there's always a reason in the spirit. There's always a reason in the spirit. And that's what you need to seek out and not be blind. Okay. And I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a abundantly fruitful day for your glory and starts to really open her eyes and humble herself and ask for her eyes to be opened in the spirit and start seeing spiritual causes for things so that she can herself just get everything cleansed and right and grow with you. And then also for her loved ones, so she can start to see and fight and war for them as well. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.